Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Hi, and welcome to Connect Soul to Soul with Jill Jackson. Unfortunately, Jill can't be with us tonight, so all of you out there who were waiting to hear Jill, please send her a little healing energy. She's lost her voice. I am Mary O'Malley, and I am also on Best of the Best, just brand new, on the second Tuesday of the month. You're welcome to come and listen to my show, Let's Get Metaphysical. So I'd love to have you there. Jill Jackson is, of course, you probably already know, absolutely beautiful and a highly gifted psychic, medium, spiritual teacher. She's won several awards, 2015 and 2016 Psychic of the Year from Best American Psychic, and the 2014 Social Activism Award for her volunteer work with animals. So we're sending Jill some really good mojo, and in the meantime, I'm honored to be standing in. We have a wonderful guest tonight, Danielle McKinnon, and she is an animal communicator. So let me talk a little bit about her, and hopefully we can bring her right in. I'd like to tell you that Danielle got her start in animal communication more than 15 years ago when she took her own ailing dog to see a pet psychic. Profoundly affected by that experience, Danielle immediately realized that she had been intuitively connecting and communicating with animals since she was a little girl. And armed with that knowledge, she found her calling. That happens to a lot of us. It just shows up that way. Danielle immediately began pursuing animal communication and made plans to leave the corporate world. She spent the next several years learning about animals and doing that from animals and growing her animal communication business into what has now become a place for people to explore their own relationships with their pets and all animals while also helping themselves expand personally and spiritually. Today, Danielle has been called one of the country's best psychic mediums and has been named one of the top 100 astrologers and psychics. She's worked with animals and their humans from more than 46 countries around the world and has been featured on both national television and international magazines. Her book, Soul Contracts, has been a smashing success and is currently being translated into many other languages. Most recently, Danielle's work as an animal communicator has even been highlighted in Cosmopolitan magazine. Danielle will be teaching a soul-level animal communication intensive on October 30th to November 4th in Western Massachusetts, and I will let her talk about that as we move on into the show. So, is our guest available? Are you there, Danielle?
I am here. Hi, Mary. I didn't know that. I didn't know that you were going to be on today.
I didn't either until a couple hours ago.
Oh, okay.
You know, Mercury retrograde and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm experiencing it here as well.
Oh, well, it's so wonderful to have you. I want to start by saying my first experience with any kind of animal communication, I was pregnant, and I was petting a horse, you know, over a fence because I was very kind of afraid of horses. But I said, well, it's through a fence. I can pet this one. And I'll be darned if she didn't reach down with her nose and touch my belly right at my womb. And I got this feeling of this being honored and all this love. It was probably one of the most miraculous experiences I've ever had. And I'm like, this horse knows I'm pregnant. So I bet you run into a lot of that.
Yeah, they definitely, animals definitely know a lot more than most people give them credit for.
Well, I just was stunned. And it was before I was, you know, using my own psychic gifts, you know, so it was a big surprise to me.
Very cool.
But yeah, it was totally cool. So you're both a medium and a psychic animal communicator. Is there one area you feel a little more connected to?
I don't talk to dead people. So
you're not okay.
No. No. Animals on the other side, yes, but people on the other side, that's not really a love of mine. I've done it, but it's not my thing. I like animals. I like people. I like souls, you know, but the mediumship, I don't really go there.
Not so much, huh?
No, I've never been drawn to it. You know how there's pieces of your work that you love. There's things that you just feel like, oh, this is me, this is it. And, you know, mediumship, not my thing. Never felt like I wanted to go there. But animals,
right,
my entire life, I wanted to go there.
That's incredible. How is it communicating with an animal? How is that different than communicating with a human being on that soul level? Or is it different?
A lot of people would say that it's different because they would assume that it's different. But I would say the only difference is that we know it's an animal. The animal, I mean, and you can tell because animals have mastered unconditional love. They have put themselves out there. They've brought themselves into the world to help teach humans how to master this, because we clearly have not mastered this at all. So when I'm working with an animal, there's always this beautiful level of wisdom and depth to that work that often when I'm working psychically with a human, you're not going to get unless you go very, very deep.
Yeah. I've noticed that with animals. The communication is clear, precise, and just laser focused.
Yeah, there's an intention behind every single thing that they do, and they're well aware of it. Whereas with people, we're not often aware of why we're doing things. I mean, I don't meet in my work a lot of people, but I see out in the world a lot of people who are not consciously looking at themselves and wondering, well, why did I make that decision? Or why does this thing keep happening? They're not looking at, why do I feel this way? But animals are constantly aware of that in the humans around them and doing everything that they can to bring this knowledge up for that person.
Yeah, I find that so amazing how the animals know more about us than we know about us. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah. It is. Because we get all caught up. We get caught up in the stock market. We get caught up in how much money we're making. We get caught up in what so-and-so said about us. You know, we get caught up in these details, and animals, they don't. Like, they can prioritize. They know what's important. And we need their help to figure out what's important a lot of the time.
Amazing. So we're talking about soul communication, and you have a book, Soul Contract. What is that about for people?
So
and how does that work with the animal?
That book talks about the idea that we have these soul lessons that we came to learn. And in learning those soul lessons, we draw certain people and events and experiences and animals into our lives to help us learn those lessons. Those lessons tend to be focused around the ideas of, I'm not safe, supported, protected, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, and I'm unlovable. And so these people and animals and events and experience come into our life to bring those beliefs to light so that we can understand them. As a result of feeling not safe in the world, some people will take out what I'm calling a soul contract that says, well, because I don't feel safe, I'm going to make myself be not noticed. I'm just going to kind of go below the radar all the time. I'm not going to speak up. I'm not going to create conflict. I'm just going to kind of, you know, skirt on around the edges. And then if nobody notices me, I feel safe. And that's coming from that belief that that person's not safe, supported, and protected. So an animal can, or a person, in the book, it's more the, that book is more people oriented than animal oriented. The person shows up in your life; they create feelings and experiences to help you learn that you are safe, supported, and protected. The same thing happens with animals. The animal will come into your life to irritate you, make you anxious, make you feel upset, make you feel more loved than you've ever felt before. Whatever it is that you need to learn, what it is you need to learn in this lifetime.
Wow. You know, I don't have a lot of experience in animal communication, but I do have some. And what's been fascinating is on a couple of occasions, I've run into animals that tell me that they have been with this person's soul throughout many lifetimes.
Mm. Yeah,
have you ever run into that?
All the time. Yeah. What the animals have told me is that they reincarnate with their humans in the same soul families as other people. So you've been with your mother before, you've been with your father before, you've also been with your dog before. Maybe your dog was a cat or a horse or a mouse or whatever, but they come back with us lifetime after lifetime because they're helping to evolve us. We need that help.
So they're like a spiritual guide then in a lot of ways, only they're a physical manifestation of that in our lives.
Yeah. However, most people don't yell, "Get off the sofa, you jerk!" at their
right.
Spiritual guide.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial, and when we come back, we'll be hearing all about Danielle's new class. Thank you, Danielle.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic, but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hi, and welcome back to Connect Soul to Soul. In case you're just tuning in, my name is Mary O'Malley, and I'm filling in for Jill Jackson. this evening, and I'm also a professional psychic and medium and past life regression specialist, author, teacher, energy worker. You can find me at maryomaley.com, MaryOmaley.com, or you can find me on Best American Psychic. So I'd like to welcome back Danielle McKinnon, and let's see. Danielle, you teach animal communication. You have a course coming up in October 30th. Will you tell us about some more about this course and how it works?
So I have a school of animal communication, an online school of animal communication, where I teach people through live webinars, and that's going awesome. And we do like 2 to 3 month long classes where we meet through live webinars, and everybody's on their computer, and we can all see each other, and they can teach, and we can play on the calls and do exercises, and it's really fun. And then I had this idea that I wanted to do a kind of an intensive class in person rather than through the webinars. And so at the end of October, I will be at Kripalu in the Berkshire Mountains in Massachusetts, and we're going to do the whole level one class that I do over a couple months. We're going to do it all in a week. So we're going to jam pack a week where I'm going to teach people how to work with their energy, how to open to the animals, how to overcome their fears, and how to work with animal soul contracts. Like, we are going to get into it in this class at Kripalu. I've never done a 1 week intensive like this. I usually do like a weekend workshop at Omega or Kripalu or wherever, but this is full on the whole class. It's going to be really, really fun.
That sounds wonderful. I love online classes that in these intensives where everybody's together. There's a completely, you can really feel the energy build. And there's so much other education coming in along with you being a fabulous educator. There's just this whole energy that's created when there's a group of people. And so I'll bet that's going to be one of your best courses ever.
Oh, I love it. And the cool thing is, so when we do it online, everybody comes together and we have an online chat place, and it's all awesome. And I have many more classes that I'm doing like that. But the cool thing about doing this in person is we're going to be connected intensely for that whole almost week together. And what I found is in person, it can be easier to connect in and overcome fears, because one of the biggest things in teaching animal communication is not getting people to be psychic with an animal. Like, that's actually easy. I always feel like that's butter. You know, that's the easy part. But the hard part is teaching people to overcome their fears of, are they doing it right? Are they good enough to do it? Can they trust themselves? You wouldn't believe how much emotional stuff comes up around learning to do this. And it's because so many people, they love animals. They want to be able to connect in deeply. They see the help, the healing, the awesomeness that can happen from doing this, and they want it so badly that it almost makes it hard to do, which I know sounds crazy, but really when you want something really badly, it can be harder than if you're like, yeah, whatever. So in my classes, whether they're online or in person, I always inject a lot of humor. Last time I taught a class, no, like a few times ago that I taught a class at Kripalu, it was just a weekend workshop, and one of my students, she was brand new. She thought she was coming to take an animal training course, kind of like how to work better with your animal and train. She had a dog that she was having challenges with. She shows up to my class. She's like, what did I get myself into? And we go through the first part of the class on the first day, and she comes up to me at lunch, and she goes, Danielle, I don't think I can do this. And she bursts into tears. She's so concerned it's too much for her. She's going to be overwhelmed. She doesn't know if she's good enough, et cetera. And as she tells me the story now, I looked at her and I laughed. And I was like, ah, of course you can. And she says to me now, it was the fact that I just laughed about her fear that made her go, Oh, maybe I'm taking this a little too seriously. And now she's one of my certified students, and she's having a great time with it. But that initial fear piece around connecting with an animal and doing it well and making sure you're respecting the animal and trusting yourself, that was really huge. That's a huge part of the class.
And that's, as human beings, boy, we really run into those I'm not good enough issues, you know,
in
learning and anything. I talk to psychics all the time, and they're always, but what if I'm, you know, I said, you need to raise your prices, but what if I'm not good enough? What do your clients say about you?
Yeah.
They love me.
Yeah.
Well, you're good enough.
I tell my students, and this is a little crass, but I say, you just have to feel comfortable talking out of your bum. Because if you feel like you're talking out of your butt, I know, I'm such a spiritual person, but if you can get over the feeling, all right, I feel like I'm talking out of my bum, I'm making this up, if you can just go for it despite that worry, I find my students do such a great job when they get comfortable with that feeling, because that feeling kind of never goes away. Half the time when I'm doing a reading, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. And the person's going, yes, that's it, that makes so much sense. I'm like, that's great, because I had no idea.
Right. I don't know where that came from.
Right. And I don't even know what it means, but I'm really glad you do.
Exactly. And so much of our information comes that way, you know. It's for them, so hopefully they know what it's about.
And usually they do. And sometimes, you know, we sit there and I'm like, I don't know what it means. And the person goes, I don't know what it means either. And we go, okay, we'll just move on. And then we usually figure it out later. It comes up later. And we go, oh, that was what the red foot meant. We're like all excited.
All excited. You know, I love your website, and I just got a little bit of time to go through it before the show, that you know, I saw very clearly that you believe everyone has the ability to communicate with animals. So can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, it's just a normal, natural thing. A lot of it is just showing people how to catch the information that's flying by, and then how to trust the information that they're catching that's flying by. There's those two steps. The reason, I teach people how to be regular psychic as well, not just animal intuitives. Mm-hmm. But I find that it's easier to teach people how to do animal communication because that animal is there already the expert. So it's like you have this extra little help there from the animal as you're learning to open up.
You know,
they're like the power pill.
Exactly. I took an animal communication class, and it was six classes, and I only got to attend the first one. And she said that horses were the hardest to work with, and yet years later when I actually did my first one, it was with a horse. And it was just the easy – and long distance. I'm in Los Angeles, and this horse was in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And it was the easiest thing I've ever done, and it was exactly right, and the issue got taken care of. The horse is the race horse, and he won his next race by 9 lengths, so he was very happy. So do you find that some animals are easier to communicate with than others?
I find that specific animals are harder or easier to communicate than others, but not species. It's
like
very much based on personality. You know, if you talk to a horse who is open and ready and has a really gregarious personality, well, when you connect to that animal intuitively, same thing is going to come through. You go to talk to a horse that's shy, when you connect intuitively, you're going to have that same shy personality there. So I have not run into it being species related, just pure personality related. So if I'm going in to talk to an animal and I'm like, oh, he seems a little shy, and the person goes, doesn't seem shy to me, we never experience shy, well, then I need to push through some energy and figure out why I'm getting something so different from what the experience in reality is. And usually there's some reason, like who knows what the reason was, but what you see in real life is what you get intuitively until you go to the deeper level. When you go to the deeper soul level, and that's where all the soul contracts are and the healing, then you're going to get, like, wisdom. always wisdom. They're not confused by anything. They get it. They know the big picture. When you're at that higher, kind of more superficial level, like the 3D level, you're going to get like, well, I don't want to live with him. I don't like this. I don't want to eat this food. I should be able to get on the sofa, you know, whatever the thing is. So there's, but it's all based on personality, needs, desires, and then what level you're reading at.
Wow. People don't think about animals having personalities, and they do.
Oh, my God. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think it's one of the most fun things in my job when I connect, whether I'm doing it for a group of 400 or I'm doing it for in an individual reading, when I connect with an animal and I can take on the characteristics of that animal, you know, the personality traits of that animal, and the people connected to that animal are like roaring with laughter because I can tell them exactly their animal's personality. And that's one of my favorite things. That means more to me than saying he has a favorite red ball. You know, that feels limiting to me. Yep, of course he does, because that's a very tangible detail, but it's not an intimate detail. It's not an emotional detail. People connect with animals at that emotional level, like, oh, this one's a little scared, this one's timid, this one's happy, this one's, curious, whatever it is. And when I can bring that information forward, it just opens people's hearts, much more so than he has a red ball he likes.
Right. Like
and
you,
that's one
like
of the things
really,
I teach. Sorry?
Like you really know their friend, you know?
Yes.
Like you're,
yeah,
really,
yeah,
you're
like,
really tuning in on the personality, emotion, yeah, that you truly have that friend of theirs with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and that opens the person's heart, and that's the first step to helping them learn what they're supposed to learn from the animal and everybody moving forward. Like, that's the fun stuff.
That is fun stuff. We talked about animals reincarnating. Do they always come back as dogs if they're a dog, or do they change to capture anything? Well, actually, I guess the break is coming up, so we can answer that question when we come back.
Okay.
Hang on for us, everybody.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by Rain and this station.
Hi, and welcome back. And Danielle, we were talking about animals reincarnating, and I think you were saying they can come back as other animals?
Yeah, so the information that I have about that is just from my work with the animals.
Okay.
They like from talking to animals. So I and as animals update me, I change my beliefs according to what they're saying. You know, I grow with the animals. And what they've told me is that they come back as whatever animal, you know, whatever they choose, whatever works for that lifetime. But they don't ever come back as people, and people don't ever come back as animals. That's what they've said to me. Basically, the idea being, people haven't mastered unconditional love, so why would an animal ever want to reincarnate as a person? That's kind of like going backwards. And since people haven't mastered unconditional love, they can't become animals because they can't hold that vibration. So according to what I've learned, there really isn't any crossover like that, but they will certainly come back as different animals according to whatever it is that we need in that lifetime.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, you've done obviously so many animal readings. Is there an entertaining story, animal reading, that you can share with us, something that sticks out that you want to share with our listeners?
I think actually what I would like to do is share the story of how my animal helped me. Because that's kind of a cool story, and the difference in the work that I do and the work that a lot of animal communicators do is I work at that soul level where the animal is really very consciously making choices in order to help that person evolve. Before I really grasped or kind of embraced this idea of working more deeply with animals, because I always thought the place to do it was, you know, he has a red ball, his foot hurts, that kind of thing, because that's normal animal communication in my head. So I wanted to work there. So what started happening is the animals started showing up in ways that wouldn't let me only stay at that one level. They were forcing me to go deeper. So my dog, Bella, she used to, when people would come to the door, she was a chocolate lab, and she used to jump up and down. But as a 75-ish pound dog who's really excited, she could jump. Now, I'm 5'10", and she could get her knees to my eye level. So imagine imagine walking in the front door and then this huge dog jumping up and down like crazy, knocking people over. I mean, she's just enthusiastic, but it was really challenging. And at the time, it was making me feel like, well, I must be the worst animal communicator ever because I should be able to stop her from doing this. And so every time people came to the door, I felt bad about myself. I felt like I must be a fraud at my work. I mean, I should be able to change this. And then as I started working with other animals, and other animals were showing that their behaviors were messages to their humans, I started looking at Bella's behavior as a message. Ah, whenever she jumps up and down like this, it makes me feel bad about myself. I'm realizing that I feel like I'm not good enough. So I started working on that belief within me. And the work I did, you know, that's for another time, but it's from my book. But as I worked on that, the better I felt about myself, the more trusting in myself I was, the less Bella jumped, which was really, really cool. So she acted as my little barometer, showing me how well I was doing. If I could still feel good about myself despite her behavior, she didn't exhibit the behavior. But if I started going downhill and, oh, I don't feel good, no, this isn't good, I suck, if I started going down, then there she is jumping up and down like crazy again, scaring everyone. So for me, that's kind of like the ultimate work that I like to do with people and that I like to teach people to do with other animals and their humans.
That is really incredible. I mean, I know. Deep level.
It's cool.
Goodies.
Yeah, I know it's not kind of the story you were looking for, but to me, that means so much more to me to be able to have this incredible bond and connection with an animal. And through that animal, I grow. Through that animal, I evolve. To me, that's so much cooler than the red ball.
And it's so amazing because most of us would say, what the heck is wrong with my dog? You know?
Right. Oh, I was saying that at first.
Yeah. And yet what you found with this was just so beautiful and effective and, you know, clear out of the spirit of from where we normally communicate with animals or expectations of the animals. Thank you. That was the best thing you could share with us. I think that was such a powerful story. I have goosebumps.
Oh, that's very cool.
It was very cool. So,
I actually run a class where I teach people. They pick the animal they want to work with, and we spend 4 months working on their relationship with that animal. And every person who's taken that class has ended up completely altering, growing, changing their life, shifting the relationship with the animal, even if it was already good. Like, people have realized these amazing things about themselves by working intensely with their animal in that way. It's pretty fun.
Is that kind of how it works with people using equine therapy too? That the horses are behaving in a way or pointing things out that's something for the
yes.
person that says, okay.
Yes, in fact, I'm taking a group to Costa Rica to do a version of that in April.
Wow.
I can't wait. I totally can't wait.
So all of this information is on your website, right? So
yes.
You want to tell people where to find you?
Yes, my website is daniellemckinnon.com. My school's website is animalgurus.com. And all of the events and the classes and all of that, they kind of interchange between websites, but they're all there.
Wow. Your website's wonderful. I'm just sitting here looking at you with this big, beautiful, gorgeous smile.
Oh, thank you.
Like, this lightheartedness comes through. And do you think, were you just originally lighthearted anyway, or do you think working with the animals helped that beautiful light inside of you really shine through?
I'm a laugher anyway. Like, I teach through humor. I laugh the whole way through. I make fun of myself. I'm a big goofball. But then when you add in the animals, it works so much better to connect with animals if you are lighthearted. If you're heavy, if you're sad, if you're grieving, if you're fearful, animals, their vibration is so high that those lower emotions really lower the vibration. They make the connection challenging. So that's why I was saying every class I teach, we're always laughing and making fun of ourselves, whether it's in a webinar or in person, however it is, you got to have the laughter there.
You do. You do.
Yeah.
I swear it's the best way because it's the best way to learn, especially associating
yeah.
things with joy, you know?
Yeah. And also it helps because, like, I'm pretty good at what I do, but I find that my students will put me on a pedestal, and I don't want that. I'm a goofball. I make mistakes. I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. And so by laughing about it and sharing my mistakes and sharing, you know, when I don't know what I'm talking about, it helps mm-hmm. people learn better.
And it's like it gives them permission to be honest about themselves, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't work when you're trying to put on a happy face and say it's all okay, but you really don't think it's okay. That's one of the things that animals tell me often is they'll be like, well, she's walking around helping everybody. She's got a big smile on her face, but she's really sad on the inside. And this doesn't feel comfortable to me. And I'll look at the person and say, is this true? Oh, yeah, it is. But I thought I needed to be happy for everybody else. And so it can actually, animals do not like when there's a disconnect between the inside and the outside. They'll call you out.
They will call you out.
They will.
So, Danielle, what's next for you? Any more books? You talked a little bit about the classes coming up, but, you know, what else?
I actually have a two things. I have a $17 class that I'm teaching in October called Animals as Our Gurus, and it's a lot about this idea of how animals are helping us. Oh, no, it's called Animals on the Other Side, and it's a lot about this idea of how animals are helping us and how they're crossing over to help us from the other side. Because a lot of people I find want to know what animals have to say about their passing and, you know, what's it like over there, and I'm grieving, how can I help this? So that class is coming up, and then we're working on the cover now. My book is coming out called Animal Lessons in May, and that's about that same idea, which is how animals are helping people evolve.
How does this, I know we only have a couple minutes left, but how does this relate to animals in the wild?
Oh, yeah. Animals in the wild are helping people evolve. Animals on social media are helping people evolve. You do not need the animal to be in your life to evolve through your connection to that animal. If you look at Cecil the lion, who was a lion in Zimbabwe who was killed in what ended up being kind of an illegal hunt, a lot of people were outraged by that around the world, and it brought awareness to a lot of people. It motivated it helped change people's minds and open their eyes and open their hearts, and a lot of people started behaving differently as a result of their experience with Cecil's experience. You know, that right there is an example of an animal helping people evolve.
Wow.
It's crazy when you think you don't even have to meet the animal to grow through the animal.
That is. I remember as a young girl, Frasier the lion, you know, everybody put him up on a pedestal because he'd been a dad, you know, so many times and for so long. But what it did was it brought people together talking about that and admiring. And, of course, they would have been horrified if something had happened to Frasier, you know, along those lines. They come up, and you're right about Facebook. I go on Facebook, and there's a cute puppy meme, and I'm smiling.
Uh-huh. My Facebook is insane right now because it's like this cute dog, this cute horse, this cute, like every, my husband will look over at me and be like, oh, you're looking at more animals on Facebook? But I want that. I want my Facebook to be happy.
Exactly. Well, Danielle, thank you so much for being with us. And everybody stay tuned. We've got a little bit longer on the show, but say sayonara to Danielle McKinnon, and definitely go online and look her up. Take one of her classes. It sounds fascinating. Thank you again for being with us.
Thank you, Mary.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org.
brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hello again, and welcome back to Connect Soul to Soul. In case you tuned in late, my name is Mary O'Malley, and I'm filling in for Jill Jackson. So send her a little healing energy and look her up on JillMJackson.com. I'd like to talk a little bit about one of the topics that came up with Danielle about us having so many misgivings about our own psychic and intuitive and communication ability. So much of it feels like, am I making this up? Because it seems so unnatural. My guides told me that everybody is born with this sixth sense, this ability to communicate beyond the physical into the metaphysical. And for some reason in our society, we've really shut that down. The other thing we've done is we've given it to other people, our ministers, our priests, you know, things like that, to communicate with spirit, with God, with Buddha, Jesus, you know, whatever that means for you. And yet we're all quite capable of having that communication. And I'll bet every single one of you listening has had some moment where you thought about somebody and they called, or you ran into them at the grocery store, where you felt a presence in the room, where someone has told you, hello, I'm fine, everything's wonderful, but you've known, absolutely known, that that is not true. And yet we choose to ignore it. We don't trust it. We don't know where that information is coming from. So it takes practice. I say it's a muscle. You know, like any muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. So think about, start paying attention to those moments when you're having the communication, how you're receiving it. Are you hearing things, seeing things, feeling things? Do you just know things? What kind of things? How are they? Do you know about other people? Are you feeling what they're feeling? Are you seeing pictures of them? Are you having dreams about yourself or about other people? We all have those abilities. And so give yourself permission to know that that is part of your sixth sense. And it's very, very important. You could always learn so much more about it. For me, I had a lot of people who finally just started, encouraging me. I have to say that this started through a hypnosis class, and I was, 39, 40. And for the first time in my life, I'd been surrounded by people who were familiar with the more metaphysical world. And so they started encouraging me, pointing out my psychic gifts, and encouraging me to work with them. And so you can see later in life how I finally opened up that door at that point. And really the best way to learn how to do it is just do it. Of course, I have classes. Danielle talked about her school and how it's not just communicating with animals. She also helps people in that spiritual, metaphysical kind of communication. If you go on my website, MaryO'Malley.com, MaryO'Malley.com. You'll see I have some classes. If you go back in a couple of days, you'll actually have the dates for those classes coming up. And so it helps to have someone there beside you who can acknowledge your gifts and help you to expand those gifts. It's really, really important. That sixth sense belongs to you. You were born with that. It's as important to you as eyesight or taste or smell, anything like that. It does belong to you. So learn how to use it. Learn how to trust it. You know, you also need to find out how you receive the information, because even though all our senses are absorbing that information, we have different ways of tuning in. So We all know that there's different ways to learn. Some people are kinesthetic. They need to feel to learn something really well. They need to do it over and over again, or they need to see it, or they're auditory and they need to hear it. Well, it's the same way with receiving our sixth sense, with our psychic senses. And so we're able to receive through all of our senses, but we have dominant senses. So, you know, find out, are you seeing things? You know, if you're dreaming and you're seeing things very clearly, you know, that's pretty much clairvoyance. Clairsentience is feeling things. Clairaudience is hearing things. There's actually clairgustatory, which is tasting things, and clairolfactory, which is smelling things. A lot of people smell. A lot of people are smellers, and that's when they know there's another spirit in the room. They'll smell a cigar, or they'll smell a perfume from a flower, or, you know, something like that. Claircognizance is just a knowing. A lot of times when I'm working, especially if I'm working with a group and I have to work rather quickly, the information is just downloaded, my mouth opens, and out it comes. So that's kind of fun, too. So just find out how you receive the information. You can actually even call another psychic. Say, this is what I got. You know, is it real? Tune in for me. And get some validation there. It's important. It belongs to you. You should use it. And you can use it for good. Use your powers for good. The animal communication is just spot on. It's totally awesome. They are there for us. They do work for us. We love them. We know, you know, they bring us love. They give us a reason to live sometimes. They give us something to do, stay focused on. But they really are a part of our experience here on Earth. And, of course, I have something going on in my life right now that I had been assured would be resolved by October 1st. And so it's something I really want. And I went to one of my friends who's a psychic, and she said, yeah, it looks like it's all going to work out and you're going to get it, but it looks like it's going to be postponed. And I know better, and yet the first words out of my mouth were, that is not possible. I know it's going to happen in October. Well, sure enough, today I found out it's been pushed back to November. So, you know, it's just funny. So she gave me an insight that I chose not to pay attention to. Now, fortunately, in this situation, it wasn't that big of a deal. But in another situation, it might be that big of a deal. So if you're working with a psychic and they tell you something that seems unbelievable, at least put it in your memory bank, put it in the bank, so you can take it out if you need to look at it a little later, okay? And, of course, you know, psychics can help you with decision-making, can help you navigate different pathways over the longer term, like if you're, you know, should I take this job or this job? Should I date this guy or this guy? What does it look like if I marry him or her? And a good psychic is going to be able to walk you down that road for a year, 5 years, and say, oh, at 5 years, you feel pretty good, you know. Not that we can always predict the future, but we can walk down that general path with you and tell you what we see and know there. So these are just some general information and encouragement to use your own psychic abilities. If you're listening to the show, hopefully you do have an interest in talking to your animals. You know, and it'd be wonderful to work with somebody like Danielle McKinnon, who is an expert and who's been doing this for a long time. And she's made it very easy through her school for you to learn about your own abilities and how to do that with your own animal. So I think this is just about the end of the show. The music's going to be coming on pretty soon. So I want to say thank you all for tuning in. I want to remind you how to get a hold of Jill. I imagine she'll be back next month. You can find her at jillmjackson.com. That's M like Mary, jillmjackson.com. And tune into her show third Tuesday of the month. And you can tune into my show, which is the second Tuesday of the month, called Let's Get Metaphysical. And my show is about how to work with people in the metaphysical field so that you don't waste a lot of time and a lot of money and you're able to find somebody that works with you very quickly and very thoroughly. So that's about it. And you guys, use your powers for good. Have a wonderful, fabulous week. And tune in again next month for Jill M. Jackson and connect soul to soul. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of